Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a promise we have, Jesus. Children. What a hope we have in Christ. Just to sit back for a minute and say, Lord, just make it more real to me now than it's ever been. So I quit complaining, quit whining, quit worrying. Realize it's just beyond the river, just beyond that little curtain of time, that little bit of time that's left on this earth, to all be over. And I can rest, just thinking, rest in my head in the Father's bosom. Just hallelujah. And we have it today. We can do that now because God's given me the Holy Ghost. And I can find that secret place alone with God. Praise the Lord. Just so happy to be a Christian today. You know, sometimes God lets us go through it just so we recognize how great He really is. How beautiful He really is. How without, man, sometimes it just helps to go back and remember what it was without Him. And you realize, well, maybe these trials really ain't that bad after all. Because at least I'm not doing it by myself no more. Amen. I've got someone a lot stronger than me to help me out. So thank the Lord for that. I remember we got, as Dad said, we got fasting prayer on Saturday. I don't want to make any kind of confusion. You know, some were thinking we'll fast here, we'll fast then. I don't really want to make a rule of it necessarily. I was thinking fast all day. Y'all, I think, caught that when we got done. Some of y'all want to go out to eat. And I was like, well, I guess we'll go out to eat. But I really did like fellowshipping afterwards. So I think it's good. I think it's good. If to be honest, what I felt like is like coming out of communion, really. Like a communion service kind of felt like that. You just feel real clear in mind, and you let out everything you could think of before the Lord, and you know He's going to take care of it, and you ain't, I don't know, it's just nice to go fellowship like that. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So, I mean, if somebody feels led to fast all day, I want you to. If somebody feels to fast all the way until after prayer, that's fine. If you feel maybe eat lunch and then fast all the way till Sunday, that's fine. But I don't think, don't give me some excuse you can't fast at all. Okay, I don't want to go, don't go too far that way now. But don't go too far this way to where, oh, I ate a breadcrumb of serpent seed. Don't do that either, all right? Do we understand tonight? Amen. So I trust you got the Holy Ghost. He'll lead you. But we all want to get a little closer to God. Amen. So do what the Holy Spirit tells you. But He did say, when you fast. That's right. Jesus didn't say if. He said, when they fast. They'll, you know. So we ought to do those things. So praise the Lord tonight. Got our brother Colin. I'm so happy to have him. It feels like it's been a while, you know. And maybe Brother Andrew just hogging the pulpit too much. I don't know. But okay, cool. I guess I don't feel too bad about that. Nobody's blurred out a nice amen on that one. So I believe I'm the pastor. I'll say that in case you. I believe I should be here. I think that's where a lot of our problems have came. Men of God don't stay where God called them to and get doing other things and get causes confusion. But I believe I'm supposed to be at this post, and I'm glad to have a brother, though. I believe in all five gifts of the Spirit. Or gifts, the offices of the Spirit, I should say, and the nine gifts of the Spirit. I believe in all those things. And we want everything God will give us. Amen. That's right. Just as long as it's God gave it, that's what I want. Amen. Don't want nothing the devil gives. Let's get the real genuine. Hallelujah. Well, let's invite Brother Colin out tonight. You trusting to hear from God? Amen. I know Brother Colin's got a great gift that God has put in his life. But let's take our minds off all these things, even off our building, the people, all that, and say, Lord, you promised. You promise that if I hungered and thirsted, you'd feed me tonight. If I would knock, you'd open. You promise these things to me, and I come expecting. Let's sing It's By Faith tonight as we invite Brother Colin to sing. It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith. All your heart. Yes, Lord. It's by faith.
amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. I feel a good presence in here tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you all. Am I on here, brother? Am I all set? Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get right into the word. I always count it such a great privilege to come here and be with you. You guys are probably one of my favorite groups to visit. So I just feel right at home here tonight. Amen. John chapter 7.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
John chapter 7 and verse 14. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Amen. Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory, that is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
Amen.
Amen. Now jump over to chapter 9, if you would, verse 30. Chapter 9, verse 30. You got it? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes.
Woo.
Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you that we can come into your house, Father, and worship around your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, God, for the promise in the word that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, that you'd be here in our midst. And Father, we're resting on the promise of God. We're resting on the word of God. Our entire body, soul, and spirit, Father, we're resting on the word of the living God tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to meet us here, O God. Anoint your word. You see what your people have been praying for. You see what they're seeking you for. You see what we need to hear. In the name of Jesus, we surrender ourselves to you, Lord. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seats tonight. Amen. I'm just so happy to be here again. Sometimes I wish I could just come and hear Brother Andrew preach. But the Lord put it on our lot tonight to speak to you, so I'll try not to hold you too long, but I don't make any promise.
Amen.
I want to speak to you tonight about finding the will of God.
Amen.
Finding the will of God. How many is interested in that?
Amen.
Amen. And I do believe, brother, sister, that it's not a one-time thing. I really do. I don't believe it's a one-time thing. I believe that we can find God's will for our life. I believe it's possible to miss it. I believe it is possible to miss it. I believe if we surrender, God won't let that happen. So the ticket is that we stay surrendered.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole message tonight, the ticket is that we stay surrendered. I do believe if we're surrendered to God, God will work his will out for our life, whatever it might be. We're going to find out tonight that you can't make it happen. You can't make it come to pass. The only thing that you can do is surrender.
Yes.
The only thing you can do to get God's word to come to pass is to surrender to it.
Yes.
You can't shout it to come to pass. You got to surrender to the fact that it already has come to pass.
Yes.
And you have to accept that, brother, sister. We believe that tonight. But we're looking for the will of God. And I don't know any believer that's not searching for it. You might know that you're called to raise a family. You might know that you're called to the ministry. You might know that you're called to this message. You might know that much, but there's still everyday decisions that we have to say, Lord, what's your will for me here? What's your will for this? And sometimes we have to be honest, it's not as easy as opening the Bible and reading something and finding it out. The prophet taught us that the Word of God is the will of God. So if we can read it in the Word, we know it's God's will. If we can read it in the Bible, we don't have to ask God if it's His will or not. We don't have to ask the Lord if tonight I should come to church. The Scripture's already clear about that. We don't have to ask the Lord if we should share our faith. The Scripture's already clear about that. But there are things that we encounter when we leave here that we don't know. And that tonight, I pray the Holy Spirit will help us look into a little few keys that we can use to find out if something is God's will or not.
Yes, sir. Amen.
How many searching for it? You'll find it when you search for Him with all of your heart.
Amen.
All of it.
That's it.
You'll find Him when you search for Him with all of your heart. And that means you got to put everything into it. The reason why God, all throughout history, the Word has always progressed is because the people, for some reason or another, stopped putting their entire heart into what they were doing for the Lord. We find that in the Old Testament, they held the ritual better than you or me could ever hold it. They held that word harder and stronger than anybody may ever hold it ever again. But their heart wasn't there. Their heart was gone. Their heart was elsewhere. And many times in the service for the Lord, our heart will be elsewhere. Our heart will be somewhere else. And what God wants to see is you to put your whole heart into it. I guarantee you, when you put your entire heart into what you're doing for Him, He shows up. He shows up, and it's usually tangible.
Come on now.
You know, we get so much talking about we don't feel God anymore. You don't have to feel God. You can, though. It's still possible. You can have that experience. He's still alive. He's still real. I'm not going to settle for just believing He's there. I want to walk with Him.
Amen.
You mean to tell me you're walking with somebody and He's not talking to you? You mean to tell me you know somebody and they're not? There's not a two-way conversation going on? Jesus said life eternal is to know Him. There's too many people that tell me they know Him, but it's a one-way relationship. Give me what I need when I need it, and if you don't give it to me how I want it, the way I want it, in the timing I want it, I don't think I'm going to give you my whole heart anymore.
Hit it, brother.
And it's just something that happens.
Yeah, come on.
And hopefully, if you just realize that was you, just say, Lord, I'm sorry.
That's it.
You believe that? That's that simple? I'm sorry, Lord.
Amen.
I know you want me. I want to give God everything, brother. And this is the year to do it. Amen. Don't worry about how much you gave Him. This is the year to give God everything you have.
Yes, Lord. Praise His name.
He loves it when you give. He loves a cheerful giver, though.
Yes. Amen. Right.
He doesn't want somebody to do it grudgingly.
That's right.
And we're not just talking about money. Anything that you give, He loves a cheerful giver. He loves somebody that enjoys their sacrifice for the kingdom. Somebody that enjoys the things that they set down to benefit the kingdom of God. Somebody that has joy in their heart when they're doing it. How many of you pay your tithes with joy in your heart? How many of you even pay your tithes? But how many of you pay them with joy in your heart? How many of you give unto the Lord with joy in your heart? So many times we lift our hands and offer the sacrifice of praise, and the only thing in our heart is what that brother said to me the other night and why, and we're offering ourselves with poison in our hearts of malice. It's not going to work. God's not going to receive it. God's not going to hear you. We can't have aught against anybody and offer ourselves. God loves a cheerful giver. But tonight, by predestination, how many believe in predestination? You're called to do something that nobody else is called to do. Nobody. Not a one. You're called to do something. It's not just Brother Andrew.
That's right. Preach it, brother.
It's not just Brother Andrew. You are called to do something that nobody else can do. It's specifically programmed for you.
Amen.
And it's our duty to seek Him to find out what it is. Now, all you can do is stay surrendered.
Amen.
If you're surrendered, God will show you His personal will for your life. Amen. There's a revealed will of God. Yes. Then there's the personal will of God. The revealed will of God is the will of God for the whole church, for the whole body. There's not a one that's exempt from it. The scripture is full of the will of God. The personal will of God is what God Himself has for you to do, and it's not anybody else can do it.
That's right. That's it.
If He calls you to be a mechanic, you will have a car that you can work on.
That's right.
If He calls you to be a baker, you will have an oven.
That's right.
If He calls you to preach, you'll have something to say.
Yes.
If He calls you to be a witness, you'll have something to share. You'll have something to testify about, and it's not just what everybody else has told you, but it's your own experiences with God. It's not just what the pastor said out of the Bible. That may come into play, but it's what you have experienced with God. It's your testimonies of what God's done for you that you're called to testify about.
Amen.
And I ask God, give me more of that.
Amen.
Give me more of that. So we have a personal will of God, and we have the revealed will of God. Are you still with me tonight? Many times, God's will for you is going to be outside of what you can do. It's going to be outside of what you can handle. It's going to be more than you think you can even deal with. It's going to require pieces of you that you didn't even know you had.
Hit it, brother. That's right.
Just sink, just soak it up right now. It's going to take parts of you that you don't do. Things you don't do. You just don't do them. It's not who you are. That's usually a good sign that it's God's will. I've said it here before, but God called me to speak. I don't talk. God called me to study. I don't read. I don't study. I don't read. And I don't talk. Those are the two things that I don't do, but it's the two things that He's asked me to do. So we find out, for me personally, for many times for you, the reason that is because He doesn't want your ability. He doesn't want what you have. He wants to show you that He's your ability. He doesn't need your talents. He wants to show you that He is the one to serve Himself through you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
There's nothing realer to you than when God has stepped into your vessel and used Himself through you. There's nothing realer than when Brother Andrew comes up here and he starts talking, and all of a sudden he's saying things he has no clue about, and you know you were just praying about that the other day, and it's something special when it's God instead of when it's a man. It's something special about it when you run into a problem in your life or on your job. Praise God. There's something special when you run into a problem and you find the answer out of thin air, and you do it and it works, and it shows you that God is not interested in what you can offer. He's interested in you being available. Brother Branham had a seventh grade education. About as uneducated as you can get. Couldn't say much to make much sense out of anything. And God called him to give us the unadulterated word of life for the hour. God called fishermen. I'm not preaching against education. I believe in it. But what I'm telling you is your abilities. God can use them, but He doesn't need them. I know I'm being very simple tonight. Just bear with me. Boy, he sounds like a denominational minister. I'll quote Brother Branham, and then you'll know I'm not. Many people today say, not thy will, but my will be done. I know I'm being very simple. Listen to what I'm saying. Many people sit in the church, and they say, not thy will, but my will be done. In other words, what is on the throne of their heart is not the will of God. It is taking God with them on their journey to fulfill their will. And some of us get guilty of that sometimes. Lord, you go with me to do what I feel needs to be done. You go with me to say what I feel needs to be said to so-and-so. You go with me to address this the way I think it needs to be addressed. And the calling on the bride is not to do that, but to do it the way he wants it to be done.
Right.
Amen. Seeking first the kingdom is more than just being a believer. It's more than just being a believer. Seeking first the kingdom means before you do almost anything, you take into account, what would the Lord have me to do right now? I mean, before you do anything, you take into account, what would the Lord want me to do right now? You find people, they're going over here, they're going over here, they take a vacation over here, they take a vacation. Nothing wrong with vacation. I wish I'd have one. But listen, you got to take the Lord with you. And matter of fact, I got a better idea. Let him tell you where to go, and then he'll already go with you. See, we have to put the kingdom first in everything. I'm not telling you to ask the Lord where to purchase your gasoline.
Come on.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There was somebody in the scripture who said, be it unto me according to your word.
That's right.
I don't care what kind of understanding of the revelations of God you have. If you have a heart like that, God is pleased.
Amen.
You don't have to understand everything in the scripture.
Come on, brother.
You don't have to.
Come on.
Did the disciples? Did they understand what Jesus was doing? Could he have given them that understanding? Did he do it? Was that a requirement? What was a requirement was the attitude of their heart. She said, be it unto me according to your word, whatever it might be it unto me. I don't care if I have to suffer or not. I don't care if I'm popular or not. I don't care if it seems right or not. I don't care if it makes sense or not. Now, how many of you can unify with that? I don't care if it makes sense or not. Be it unto me what your word says. And the word is more, I'm sorry, it's more than a book. It's a person. Whatever he says, that's what I want. And he still talks. He's still got gifts. I love him. We have favorites a lot of times in this message. We have favorite ministries, favorite preachers, favorite churches, favorite evangelists. All that's all right. We all have our own taste. But what we like to do is take one and throw the other out.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's not seeking God. That's seeking yourself through the venue of the church.
Right. Yep.
That's exactly what it is. You're seeking yourself through the venue. I like this. I don't like this. I like this ministry. I don't like this. This one sits well with me. This one doesn't sit well with me. I like the way brother so-and-so says it. I don't like the way brother so-and-so. I like the way this brother never looks at me during the service. And this brother stares at me the whole service. Well, you came in here.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to look at, Brother Andrew?
That's right, man.
We got favorites, but that's seeking yourself through the venue of the church. Seeking God means, Lord, whatever you bring,
amen.
I'm receptive to it.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And we have to receive all those that God sent.
Yes,
you know, we live in 2016. The prophet of God is not with us anymore. God still sends people. He still sends people, and we need to receive everybody that he sends.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody that he sends. What can we do to do the work of God? Can we win 1 million souls? Can we build 50 churches? Can we read a chapter a day? Can we read 2 message books every week? What can we do the work of God? He said, believe who he sends. Whatever it is, whoever it is, they don't have to agree with each other 100% to both be sent by God. Peter and Paul had totally different ideas about some things, and they both were doing the will of God for their life.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Woo.
That's it. Amen.
Nowadays, we're like, well, that brother don't jive too well with this brother over here, so I'm going to stick with him and throw the other one out. We are such a mess.
Amen.
Receive who God sends.
Amen.
Now, I'll admit there's a lot of people out there trying to act like they're sent when they're not.
Yes,
I'll admit that. And if you can discern that, it's okay not to receive them because God didn't send them.
Right. Sure.
What's a good sign God didn't send somebody? They're looking to glorify themselves. They're looking to build an image to themselves. They're looking to promote themselves and their ministry. Good sign. God hasn't sent them.
Amen.
Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Be it unto me according to your will. Mary and Joseph, the will of God for their life, they were under a reproach.
Yes.
They were not received. They were thought as being off of the word.
Sure,
but the word told them to do what they were doing. Because the word is a person. I know that's dangerous to say, but I hope you have enough Holy Ghost to know what we're talking about. The word sent them for that purpose. They were under a reproach. And you, if you're not under a reproach in this age, you're not living this thing right. If you're not under a reproach at work, you're not living this right. You got to let people know what you believe, church. You got to let them know, yes, sir, I believe God sent a prophet. Yes, sir, I believe what he said. I'm not ashamed of it. You can say I'm in a cult. You can say I'm mixed up and following a man. I don't care what you say. I know in my heart I follow no man.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. True.
Jesus in Gethsemane, even Jesus himself, I'm just laying a foundation. I hope I'm not boring anybody. Even in the garden, Jesus himself, God in human flesh, God in human flesh said, if it's possible, let this, get this off of me. I don't want this. If it's possible, get this off of me. But nevertheless, his attitude was nevertheless, it doesn't matter what I want. It matters what you want.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I'm seeking. It matters what you want. What did I come here for?
Yeah. Amen.
Whatever I came here for, that's my meat.
Amen.
Whatever I was born here for, that's why I'm here. I'm here for no other purpose. I have no life or no purpose to live unless I'm doing what he sent me to do.
Amen.
But even Jesus did not desire the will of God. It goes to show you the flesh not too happy when you're obeying the word. He that has suffered in his flesh has ceased from sin. Let's go to John chapter 17. I got to get going here. John chapter 7, verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. So there's how you know a God-sent messenger to you. If he's trying to glorify God and get you closer to God, then God sent him. Listen now. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. I want you to jump back to verse 17 and pay real close attention to it. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Your performance of the will of God for your life is directly related to whether you understand what God is saying.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
If you're not doing the will of God, it could separate you from having a clue of what's going on.
That's right.
It's possible. He said, those that do the will of God, they will know whether the doctrine is true or false. Those that perform the will of God, they will know if whether the word that is being spoken is true or false. We got a lot of confused people sitting in the pews. Revelation is granted to people that perform God's will. Revelation is granted to people that perform the word of God.
Amen.
Not just hear it, but do it.
Amen.
Not just hearers of the word and agreeers with the word, but performers of the word. Those are the ones that God continues to increase the revelation that he gives to them. Because God is just in withholding it if he knows you'll mistreat it. If he knows you're going to handle it properly, he'll give you more and he'll give you more and he'll give you more. And there comes a point where revelation gets so strong that you can't hardly live in this dimension anymore. There comes a point where God becomes so real to you and the revelation gets so real that one of these days we will be young again. But it's given to those who perform the will of God. Some of you are like, well, I wonder if I'm doing the will of God or not. Many different doctrines out there today. A lot of them.
Absolutely.
Is that going to happen? That's going to happen. But you'll know the truth if you are a performer of the will of God.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Let's go to John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 30. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. If any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Performing the will of God is a direct relation to God hearing your prayer.
Yes, Lord.
If any man, whoo!
Yes. Yes, Lord.
If any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Have you ever noticed there's some people that when they pray, it happens?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, God hears everybody's prayer that's a believer. Don't misunderstand me. But there's people that you know, if you have a problem, you know, you text them and they pray and something happens. There's people like that. I hope I can be one of them one day. But there's people like that. You know that God hears what they're saying. They intercede and it just seems like things happen faster. It seems like God just shows up right away. The scripture says if you're a worshiper of God, first you have to be a worshiper of God. How many likes to worship him? Why? Because he inhabits the praise of his people. First, you must be a worshiper of God. The prophet of God said real worship is a surrendered heart, a surrendered life. Doesn't just mean singing. That's all part of it. I wish some people today would stop being message Baptists and start worshiping God a little bit more than, like they used to.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But first, you must be a worshiper of God. Then you have to do his will.
Absolutely.
And then God will hear you.
Amen.
Because number one, when you're doing the will of God, that means you're going to need something from God. Did you just hear what I said? When you're doing the will of God, you're going to need something from him. It's not going to be all your own power and all your own ability. And you are in God's will. You're going to need his help. And when he's there to help you immediately.
Amen.
When you come in the Father's name, that doesn't just mean you say Jesus. It means you're there as God's ambassador. You're his representative. You are like the UN representative to the country of the earth. Or Defiance, Ohio. You are New Jerusalem's representative to Defiance, Ohio. And when you're doing your business for that day, for sent from God, you're in God's will. Then God will hear you. We know that if we ask anything according to his will, God heareth us.
Amen.
Amen. Are you still with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
So performing the will of God is in direct correlation to how God hears your prayer. It just is. It's just there in the scripture. Doesn't mean that God doesn't hear your prayer if you mess up. Right? You mean to tell me God doesn't hear some people's prayers? He hears them all, but he doesn't respond to all of them. And sometimes it's his grace when he tells us nothing at all.
Amen. Come on, preach, brother.
Sometimes his silence is more powerful than a yes or no. Sometimes his silence is much more powerful than him saying, go, absolutely, go ahead, or absolutely stay put, don't think about it. Sometimes him not saying anything causes you to seek him just a little bit harder. And then he shows you a few other things, and it's usually where we done messed up. At least for me. The presence of God always shows me where I've messed up. What we love to go into the presence of God with is what everybody else has done wrong. We love to come and bring that to him. But as soon as the real presence hits you, all of that goes. Because you cannot enter the presence of God and have aught against anybody at all. The only person you have aught against is your own self.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know. That's real to me, man.
Amen. That's the truth.
We draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. Yes, how many believes that tonight, brother, sister?
Amen.
So we have to make the first action.
Right.
We draw near to him. Then he draws near. We're like, Lord, draw me. Lord, pull me. He'll pull you. But look, if we draw near, he will draw near. If we draw near, he will draw near. Do you know that you don't always feel like doing that?
Amen.
Do you know that? You don't always feel like doing that, but if you draw near, he will draw near. I didn't quote that from anybody but him.
Amen.
So you're like, I feel so far away from God. So change it.
Hallelujah.
Let's stop right there. Change it. I love that thought. I just got a thought, and it come real good. Everybody wants something to change, but nobody's willing to make the changes to make it happen.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody wants, let's say you wanted this church painted. How many wants this olive green out of here? I personally like it. How many wants this olive green out of here? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. You don't want to offend whoever painted it. Somebody wanted out. Everybody's hand goes up. The olive green, butt ugly. Get it out of here. How many's going to go buy the paint and paint the wall? The numbers go down.
Yeah.
The hands go down. Now how many? And it keeps going on and on and on and on. Like everybody hates the worship in such and such church, but how many's willing to go in there and change the worship in that church?
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
Instead of being the complainer, be the one who changes it so you no longer have to complain. Set the example. Set the example. Woo! Set the example instead of griping, and maybe something will happen.
Absolutely.
That one wasn't here free of charge.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So there is a revealed will of God and there's a personal will of God.
Yes, sir.
The revealed will of God is the collective will of God for the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's the will of God for every one of you. You all fall under it.
Amen.
The personal will of God is what God has for you.
Yes, sir.
And nobody else.
Amen. Right.
Let's look at some examples real quickly of the revealed will of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm just now starting to feel good. So I hope I can hold you a little bit longer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God. Now this is not personal. This is revealed for everybody in the church. This is the will of God, even your sanctification.
Right.
That you should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God.
Hey.
That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. So, sanctification is the will of God.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to ask God if you need to separate yourself. You don't have to ask the Lord if you need to separate yourself from what? Every form of unbelief that there is.
Amen.
Separate yourself from every form of doubt and unbelief in the Word of God. Amen. You feel it rubbing off on you, get away from those folk. Yes, it's because they got a spirit on them. Yes. I can't tell you how many times that comes off of believers.
Oh my.
So-called. Sure. Believers. You'll tell them you got something wrong with you and they'll give you a pharmaceutical list of what's going to heal you. There's nothing wrong with medicine. Don't you dare get me wrong. But what I'm saying is let's also have a little faith in the Lord. Let's just have a little faith in the Lord. I believe He can still heal, man. I really believe that.
Yes, sir.
Don't look at me like that. I take medicine too. I'm not one of those old school Pentecostals that tells you it's sin to go to the doctor. But you know what? We need to have a little more faith.
Yes. Right. Amen. That's it.
Separate from every form of unbelief. I believe sanctification is a continual process. Amen. I don't believe it's one time. I don't believe that God just sanctifies you and you're sanctified and that's it. I believe every day we have to make the decision to separate ourselves from the things of the world.
Amen.
Not so far that you can't witness the Word. God didn't call you to go into the caves of Arizona and wait for the return of the Lord. Some people feel that way. God didn't call you to do that. He said, I don't pray that I take them out of the world, but you keep them while they're in the evil. Now, there's a balance to everything. You believe that tonight. Now go to chapter 5. I think I quote this every time I come here, so... 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning everybody but you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Amen. That's right.
I don't know. Did I have the wrong scripture? It's in there somewhere. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Right. Thank the Lord.
Absolutely. How much is everything? How much is everything? What is everything? Is there anything that you don't give thanks for?
Nope.
Oh my, come on.
That's a better way to word it.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you don't give thanks for? There's always a positive side to what's going on.
Amen.
Every single time. There's always a positive element to whatever it is. Even if you're morbidly ill, there's a positive element to that happening. The prophet said that somebody who has the Holy Ghost, they're sweet, they're humble, they can put up with their brother when he's wrong, and they're always positive, never negative. It doesn't mean that we don't believe there's evil out there, whatever that might be, but we do believe there's a good side no matter what's happening. God works everything out for the best of the believer.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So, when we're looking for the will of God, focus on the revealed will of God. Remember the two different? Focus on the revealed will of God. Let that be your focus, and then the personal will of God will fall into place. Focus on the revealed will, and then the personal will fall into place. You can't make it happen. It won't work. But as long as you focus on what the Word reveals is the will of God, then whatever He personally has for you, He'll take care of that. Like I said, if you're called to be a mechanic, you'll have a car, and you'll also have a tool. He'll take care of all of that. You don't have to beg for it. Focus on the revealed will of God. Finding God's will, whatever it might be, is not like searching for one black grain of sand in the whole beach.
Come on,
it's not like God wants it to be that way.
Yeah.
A lot of times we feel it. We feel the Lord has it. We're searching so deep and we can't find it. And He obviously doesn't want me to find it. What He wants you to do is focus on what the Word says to do, and then He'll take care of the rest. That's what the Lord's trying to say tonight. Focus on what the Word says to do, and He will take care of the rest. It will fall into place. Right. God's gifts find their place. It finds its place. It doesn't have to be this great big thing. He hides Himself in the smallest things out there.
Amen.
In the humblest things out there. That's where you find God.
Yes,
Lord.
That's true. Yes, sir.
And His personal will for you will be open to you as you can hold it.
Yes,
as
sir.
You can handle it. If He sees you can't handle it, He'll just kind of keep it back. And the prophet said things like, just put it on the shelf of your heart and the understanding will come when you're ready for it. We understand that, brother, sister. He withholds things until we're ready to hold them.
Yes, sir.
And He certainly ain't going to give the bride rapturing power until we got the character to hold it.
Amen.
He's not going to give us the power that we're looking for, that we have potentially in seed form already in us. We're not going to walk in the fullness of that till we can prove that we've got the character to hold that stuff.
Amen.
I mean, today, if He released the power fully of the spoken word, preachers all across America would be sending each other to hell. In this own message, in this very message, they'd be, I'm sending you straight to hell. You're a devil. You're a serpent. You're a demon. Why don't you worry about what God wants you to do? Why can't people do that? Focus on His revealed will, and the personal will fall into place.
Amen.
Lord, do you want me to witness? Is that something you want me to do?
Oh my.
He may not tell you anymore because the Scripture already tells you.
Yeah.
Be ready, instant, in season, and out of season. Do you know what that means? In season means you feel like it. You're on fire for God. You want to win some souls. It feels like the right thing to do. Out of season means you're down in the dumps. And you feel dry. You feel backslidden. You feel far away from God. But yet somebody's asking you about your faith. And you're like, get away from me right now. But that's out of season. Be ready in season and be ready out of season to give an answer about what you believe.
Absolutely. Amen.
I still believe in doing that.
Amen.
Lord, do you want me to pray? I mean, I think people ask the Lord that. You want me to pray? Lord, do you want me to hear the prophet's tapes?
Yeah. On,
we don't need them anymore.
Yeah.
Lord, do you want me to come to church tonight? I don't feel like it. I don't feel very good. I'm telling you, it's everywhere, man.
Sure.
We can't stop preaching on it because it just doesn't stop happening.
Right.
Lord, do you want me to come to church tonight? Do I need to be here? I'm not going to tell you. I've already told you.
Amen.
Do you understand what we're trying to say tonight?
Yes,
so when you follow God's revealed will, the personal will of God will fall into place. He's the great orchestrator. He's going to figure all of that out. He regulates the sun. He regulates the rain. He regulates the moon to the orbit and everything just so that seed in the ground perfectly grows in its perfect season, in its perfect time, so long as it's planted in the proper soil. That's the only condition. It has to be planted in the proper soil. And the only condition that's up to you and me is we have to keep our hearts proper before God.
Amen.
He takes care of absolutely everything else.
Yes, sir. That's right, brother.
If God calls you to pray, you'll have a burden on your heart.
Amen.
You all know the difference. Sometimes you try to pray and there's no burden on your heart. Sometimes you try to seek God and it's just not there. Well, then maybe you should be studying or doing something else. If God calls you to prayer, you'll have a burden for somebody. You'll have a burden on your heart. That means God is calling you. I'm trying to teach some of y'all how to follow the Holy Spirit now. That means God's calling you to pray. When you feel that weight, when you feel that heaviness, when you feel that burden, when somebody comes on your mind so strong you can't get them off your mind, God is calling you to pray for that person.
Amen.
I guarantee it.
Amen.
You might be the only one alive that's ever even whispered a prayer for them.
That's right. Yep.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
He'll give you the burden. When we're looking for the will of God, manipulation is not needed. You've met manipulative people. You don't need it. If you're using manipulation, then that's a good sign God's not in it.
That's
Manipulation's not needed. What are manipulative people like? They use threats and a tone of voice, and they try to make you feel inferior. They use threats to try to get what they want. There's ministries like that. I don't personally know too many, but there's people like that using threats to get what they want in their own family.
Yes, sir.
Then it's not God's will. Do you understand what I'm saying? Brother, God doesn't need help with his will. Brother Perry Green said something. I really like what he said. It really helped me in my personal walk with God. He said there's three, Brother Branham told him, there's three green or red lights to the will of God. There's three lights to the will of God. If you pray and you cannot get a direct answer from God, you cannot get thus saith the Lord, or it's not directly in the scripture, there's three lights to test it through to see if whatever it is God's will. Do you want to hear them tonight? This is what the prophet told our brother. He said, first, it has to be scriptural. It's got to be scriptural. If it's not scriptural, it's not God's will. You all know that. Second, you have to have the burden to do it. You have to have the burden to do it. It can't be another man's burden. It can't be another man's task. You have to have the burden. The God will give you the burden. How many knows what a burden even is? You just can't get away from it. You can't. You run from it, it gets worse. You might not know what it is, but you can't get away from it. God will give you the burden. Third, God will give you the provision to fulfill the scriptural burden. God will give you the provision to fulfill the scriptural burden. If it passes all three and you can't get a direct answer, go ahead. If it doesn't pass all three of those, then just good idea to maybe wait a little longer, pray a little harder, whatever it might be. But just put it through those three lights. Amen. Women want to preach. Genuine burden from God, maybe even in their heart for souls, and they interpret it and want to preach the word.
Yes, sir.
And they got money. They can build a church, but it's unscriptural.
That's right.
Not God's will.
Amen.
Maybe a sister in a church wants to be a missionary. Nothing wrong with that. Go help the people of God around the world. As long as she don't preach necessarily, you understand what we're saying, nothing wrong. Maybe a sister, group of sisters wants to go overseas and help some group of believers. That's wonderful. That's fine. They have a burden to do it. Scriptural, it's not a scripturally problem, but they're broke. Do you have to beg to perform God's will? Do we have to beg to perform the will of God? If it was God's will, the provision would be there. The provision would be there to do it. Do you understand what we're saying? Brother, we get messages from all over the world saying, here's our ministry and can we have some money? It's wonderful. I'm not nothing against any ministry, but listen, if God called you to do it, God will take care of it. Amen. Whatever it is, as big or as little as it might be, if God sent you to do something, he'll go with you to do it.
Amen.
That's right.
If God sent you to be a messenger to your family or whatever it might be, you don't have to worry about what to say. He'll give you what to say when you go.
Amen.
All you got to do is go. If God doesn't provide, nobody will.
That's right.
I know this is like almost denominational tonight, but I hope you're getting something out of this. If God doesn't provide, nobody will.
Amen.
John chapter 4. I can't tell if you guys are soaking it up or if I'm boring you, so I'm just going to take my time.
Good word, brother.
Good. John chapter 4, verse 31. If I got this one wrong, you let me know. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. That's a good word.
Amen.
I have meat to eat that you don't know about. We don't just live by bread alone. We're not just here to work and pay bills and die. We're not just here to eat and pay the heating and wait for Jesus to come back. The reason he's kept us here and kept us from sin is so we can fulfill the will of God while we're here. That's the reason why we're here. We're not here to wait for him to come back. We're not here to wait for somebody to do the will of God. We're not here to wait for somebody to catch the revelation. We are here for me, you personally, to perform the will of God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And the fields are white.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right?
I believe that.
Amen.
People are like, ain't nobody left anywhere. He said, the fields are white. They're ready for the harvest. Sure. I believe, brother, sister, there's still someone somewhere that needs to hear what we've got. And the only way it's going to work is if God will find somebody that he can put a burden on their heart. I still have to preach this message to people that have never heard it. I can't find them but just a few here and there, but there's still some people that feel in their heart they have to share this word with people that have never heard it before, because the world is full of it. Are they going to hear you? It doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right.
It's more important than food.
That's right. Come on now.
We're scared to push the plate aside even for one meal sometimes. We love the food. Christians love to eat. We love it. That's okay. When's the last time you fasted and prayed? You can't do it without a burden. I'll admit it. You can't do it without a burden. But we need to ask the Lord, restore to me the pull that I used to have. Restore to me the pull that I used to have for the Spirit. Give me that burden back that I used to have, because it's a trap of the enemy to remove that pull from your heart. And when that pull gets deafened, when that pull gets removed, then the spirit of the age begins to take dominance, and you find yourself thinking you're fine when you're not. Just as the scripture said, we need to ask God to restore the pull on our hearts. We need to say, Lord, restore the burden on my heart for the lost souls that I'm surrounded by. Don't let me walk through this earth and not have compassion on the people that I'm surrounded by. Don't let me walk around thinking they're all devils. They might be all devils, but you're not going to win them from the flames of hell by thinking that. We need to ask God to restore our hearts to the fulfillment of the purpose of why we are here. We are not here to be elitists that wait for Christ to come back. We are here to serve the purpose of him that called us. I have meat that you don't know of, and it's to do the will of God. I'm not pleased with just coming to church and understanding the truths. That doesn't do nothing for me. It doesn't stop it there, is what I meant, church. What my heart wants is to do the will of God. And I can't rest until I know I'm performing it to the fullest potential that I can perform it in. I can't stop here, church. I can't stop with just an understanding of the message. I can't stop with just an understanding of the message. I can't stop with just an understanding of the revelation of the seals and the thunders and all that. I can't stop there. I have to perform the will of God for my life.
Amen.
I'm trying to close. Just hold on.
Come on, brother. Praise God.
You're never too young to do it.
That's right.
Jesus was about the Father's business at 12 years old.
That's right.
12 years old. You can meet little kids sometimes. You think they got more spirituality than you do. Sometimes they really do. Sometimes they really do, because it's an innocence there. It hasn't been tainted by people wronging them and people doing them this way and doing this. It's not tainted yet. by the grace of God. 12 is not too young to do the will of God.
Amen.
Moses held a Pharaoh's scepter and he lost it. And he got confused. And he went from surrounded by everybody to surrounded by nobody.
Amen.
He went from holding a scepter to holding a wooden stick. He went from breathing the smell of fragrance in Egypt to being able to not barely breathe in the heat of the desert. The will of God.
Amen.
Sometimes the will of God doesn't put you where you want to be.
Amen.
Gideon had an army full of strong men, that's able right. to conquer the armies against Israel.
Amen.
God said, cut you in half.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Then with that little half that was left, somebody hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
With that little half that was left,
yes.
he cut him in half again.
Yeah.
He kept taking him out instead of adding him in.
Amen.
And it was the will of God.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody need to hear me on that one.
Yes, Lord.
Joseph and Mary were under a reproach. Everybody thought wicked and evil of them. They were in the will of God.
Amen.
It doesn't have to paint you positively to be the will of God.
That's right.
You don't have to be received to be in the will of God.
Amen.
It can be the will of God. Your problem is you have to run it through the Scripture. And you have to run it through your direct relationship
yes,
with
Lord.
God. Don't throw
praise
that
Lord.
Part out.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph, can I just slow down for a minute?
Amen.
Joseph could have been a great man. He could have done a lot of good things. He could have been the next biggest priest in the temple. I'm sure he wanted to be. Who knows? Was he seeking the will of God? I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there. God came to him, revealed to him, you help this woman under a reproach raise this son.
That's, right.
That's what I want you to do.
Amen.
That's what I want you to do.
Yep. Come on.
Good word.
Who received him? Not a one.
No, that's right.
Who agreed with him? Not a one.
That's right.
But he was in the will of God. Who's on your side tonight?
Amen.
You may not have too many.
Amen.
Who's helping you? Who's laying their hand to the plow with you? You might not have anybody helping you in the vision that God has birthed in your heart, but as long as you know it's the will of God, do it with all your heart. God loves a cheerful giver. Do it with all your heart. It's not about you. It's about Him.
Amen.
One more scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. Yes, I'm almost closing this time. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. I'm going to read that again. I got to read that. Being predestinated unto the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. God can orchestrate anything if we'll just surrender it to Him.
Sure.
That's what you have to do. Take
Amen.
Your hands off.
Yes.
That's
right.
Very easy to say.
Yep.
Take your hands off.
Yep.
Don't double check. Because it shows Him that, wait a minute, I thought you gave it to me.
Yep.
I thought you surrendered it to me.
Sure.
I did, Lord, but I'm just trying to see what's going on. I just want to make sure. When you surrender something to the Lord, leave it there. Take
Amen.
Your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. That is so hard to do sometimes.
Amen.
God, help us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jesus.
Right.
God can orchestrate anything after His will. We have to believe the Scripture is our example. He can do anything. Don't ever shove Him in a box. Don't never do that. It's so easy to do that. Don't put God in limitations outside of His Word. Don't you dare do that.
That's
right.
David and Bathsheba, look at what happened there. God should have condemned that man. I'm not addressing anything in particular. I have to say that every time.
Right.
David and Bathsheba. But God decided to pour out grace.
Yes, sir.
What is the capstone come down crying? What does somebody tell me?
Grace.
What does it come down crying?
Grace.
Grace. Just one grace?
Grace.
Grace. Grace. Why does he say it twice? Because you need a double portion of it in this hour. You're going to need extra grace in this hour. We're living in a time where if God doesn't give us a little extra help, it's not going to happen.
Amen.
Woo! I'm preaching to myself.
Amen.
Grace, grace, brother, sister.
Yes,
but we understand the story. Solomon. Jesus' lineage. Right out of an evil act.
Right.
True.
But today, no way. You understand what I'm saying? You have to take the word as your example. Everybody talks about it, but how many does it?
Right.
You have to take the word as your example. Jesus came out of the lineage of an evil act.
Amen.
To show.
Oh my.
Show, amen.
To show. I'm in control.
Yes.
To show I'm the one.
Amen.
You need to look for it. Not your self-righteous deeds.
Amen.
It's not your acts that I care about. Though they're important, don't misunderstand me. What I'm looking for is a righteousness through me and not yourself.
Amen.
I don't care how holy you dress or how holy you act. If you don't have the righteousness of the Holy Ghost in you, it matters not at all. How many believes we serve a God like that?
Amen.
He wants to be gracious to his people. Stop condemning people all the time.
Right.
Let God do that.
Amen.
Let God be the one who does that. Let's just do what God's told us to do. And let's stick with that. And brother, if anybody can come close to coming with me, let them come.
Amen.
If anybody can come close to making it, let them come.
Amen.
Jesus, They said, Lord, they're not following us.
Yep. Right.
Yep. Right.
He said, they're not following us. Jesus said, if he's not against me,
yep.
What did he say? Right?
Right.
Now we're not, don't, hey, I know I'm getting dangerous tonight. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
he said,
sir.
If they're not against, what happened to that spirit? What happened to that spirit? That spirit seems to have gone. That spirit seems to have left. We were so happy to condemn people, but we don't want to help them. We love it. We love it. The capstone has a message.
Yeah.
It has a message. It has a spirit behind the message. It's grace doubled over.
Amen.
Because you need it.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Paul, woo, it's coming now. Paul in Corinthians chapter 11 told the women exactly how to wear their hair, and then jumped down to verse 16 in that same chapter, and he said, but if anybody seems contentious, we don't have the custom, neither do the churches.
Right.
And we demand that they dress right before they come in.
That's right.
I've had people come into my church dress all kind of worldly ways, and people tell them they got to dress this way and dress that way, and they never come back. You say, you can't run the elect off, brother. Well, you got to understand, you can't win nobody like that. You can't present a rule book to win a soul. There's a rule book once you join the army, but you got to get them in the army first. Praise the name of the Lord. God has a revealed will. God has a personal will. Focus on the revealed will of God, and the personal will of God will fall into place.
Amen.
If you have a question, run it through those three lights.
Yes.
If God will answer you direct, take that.
That's right.
But if you can't get an answer, run it through those three lights and just see, and it'll help you a lot. It'll help you avoid a whole lot of time repenting.
Because
sure. When you make the wrong step, you have to spend a whole lot of time trying to fix it. And when you try to fix it, it just gets worse.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is just pass it through them three lights.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand tonight. God bless you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's sing that chorus. You all sang, I will praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'll praise Him. Us alone. How many times, Lord God, you didn't have to answer us? How many times you didn't have to help us, Lord, but you've been there every time? Lord, we love you tonight, oh God. We need more of you, Lord. Help us, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
trusting you feel his never-failing presence is here with us tonight. Hallelujah. What a masterpiece from the Lord. Thank you for speaking to us tonight, Father. The simplicity of God's word, but the truth and power that's behind it when it's applied to the soul. Christian, wherever you find yourselves tonight, you find yourself backslidden, don't stay backslidden. Say, where's the road back, brother? Just repent. And then, as the Bible said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. You know, I can tell you the Holy Spirit's already shown you what makes you backslide. Are you willing to let it go? Willing to give the love of it away? Don't be like the rich young ruler and say the price is too great. I love it too much. Don't do that, Christian friend. It's the devil's lie. If that rich man could come back, he'd beg to have another opportunity to give it all up and be a pauper the rest of his days, to not be where he is now. Trust me, you're a Christian. Don't live that life. It's the worst there is. Be a sinner. Don't be a hypocrite. We're going to serve the Lord. Let's do it with all our hearts. Get your heart right before Him. Don't hold it back. What you've done wrong, just be upfront with God. Be honest with Him. That's why we raise our hands. You're surrendering it to Him. God bless you, saints. There's hands all over this place. God is moving. And more hands go up when they begin to realize, I'm not the only one who has problems. No, you're not. We all do, but we're all trusting in the grace of God. Surrender your heart to Him. Say, Lord, I need a new filling of the Holy Ghost tonight. I just need a refreshing from the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that I'll stop being afraid to witness.
Amen.
I'll stop being afraid to just be a Christian.
Yes.
Feeling like I'm too strange. No, you're the salt of the earth. Don't lose your Savior.
Amen.
Those people you love, your co-workers, your family, your friends, you'll never help them go into Sodom with Lot. Stay separated from the things of the world.
Yes.
Stay on top of that hill of this word. Stay with Melchizedek.
Yes.
Then you'll have a right away to help them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love when the people of God already have the altar call and I don't need to call it. Hallelujah. Believe that tonight, that God has met you, that you've put yourself on that altar. You don't need a preacher to say that. You already did it. And God accepts your sacrifice when you believe with all your heart. And He comes back, and how do you know? He witnesses with you. He says, come back to my presence. The condemnation leaves your shoulders. You begin to worship free of condemnation, free of sin and shame as the blood washes you clean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe we've all rededicated ourselves to the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. He's here. And I know not to rush the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you do that either. Say, Lord, is it me tonight? You know He's here. Oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. This is why we came to church, is to be in this presence. To let Him comb through our hearts and rid us of all the things that are contrary to His word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there any that just wants to say, Lord, I rededicate myself to your purpose, to your will, to your commission? Lord, may I never lose the vision again. May my eyes be set on the prize. That, Lord, every day I want to walk in your will. I want to do what's pleasing in your sight. Whatever I got to sacrifice to do that, Lord, may it be like Paul. I count it as dung that I might win the excellency of Jesus Christ. God bless you, saints. God sees your hands. He knows your hearts. Glory to God. Believe it now with everything that's in you. Hallelujah. Don't go caged. Go free tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. So when the Holy Ghost comes to me, what do, brother? Worship Him. Praise Him. Thank Him for it. Believe it. Don't doubt it again. Believe it. Don't take the baggage of sin and put it right back on your shoulders. Leave it in the blood. Leave it in the power of the resurrection. Glory to God. You never walk in the will of God pecking unbelief. Glory. Have a heart full of faith tonight. Say, Lord, this message was for me. You're not hiding your will from me. You put it on 1,200 tapes. You put it in a Bible I can read. Glory to God. You filled my house with it, Lord. Let me believe it with all my heart. Oh, let's all pray with everything that's in us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this gathering of people. By the word of God that you've come, you've been able to speak to them, Lord, and the word, I believe, has found a good ground, and it's rested in the hearts of these souls that are here. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every soul bring forth fruit of 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, Lord, as you've ordained to each one. Satan, you're defeated. You have no power. You've been exposed, and we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk in dry places, devil. Set these children of God free. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for coming. Bring the great emancipator. Bringing the keys of death and unlocking us from all our unbelief. Thank you for it tonight, Lord. We're careful, Lord, to give you all the praise. Lord, may every sickness be healed. May every discouragement leave this place. For we ask it in that name, above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, let the Spirit move freely through you. Glory. Worship in the Spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be in a hurry. Worship Him with all your heart. Worship Him free of complex. Hallelujah. When you're free of sin, you can see yourself already in New Jerusalem. You don't need to wait on some feeling. It's already in you. Revelation from God. Quit bringing the sin back up. Bring up the promise of God. Watch that. Come back again. They just watch that. That condemnation sweeps right back in again. Don't pick it up. Let it go. Don't identify with your condemnation. Identify with the word that's come to set you free tonight. Glory! Glory! Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe this is the Holy Spirit here tonight?
Oh, I love you, Father.
Hallelujah. All things are possible.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Oh, thank praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Humble yourself. Get as little as you can. Make Him as big as He can be in your life. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has spoken to us. He's brought us exactly what we needed tonight. Pastor included, and I thank you for it, Lord. Church, come up a step higher now. Come up higher. Come out of that dump that you are in. Come out of that unbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't pray in unbelief. Believe when you pray. And you'll have what you believe. That ain't just healing. That ain't just a paycheck. That's a revival. That's a restoration of faith. Absolutely. How much more are the spiritual things than the natural anyhow? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I could just speak in tongues right now. He's just all over this place. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your glorious name. Praise His glorious name. We worship you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Yield yourself to the Spirit. Say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Here am I, Lord. Use this vessel. May I not have a thought coming. May it just be your word, Lord. Glory to God.
And be with me, Lord Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Father, how I love
that's
you,
it. Keep
Jesus,
pressing right on in. Say, Lord, this is my inheritance. That
you,
presence
Jesus.
Ain't for someone else. That was for me tonight.
Jesus.
That's the kind of glory for me to live
Father.
In.
Glory to thy holy
thank
name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
How I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise
thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah,
glory.
Father. Blessed be your
brother,
name,
you're forgiven.
Jesus.
Press on.
I love you,
amen.
Lord. I love you with all my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love being in you, Lord Jesus, with you. Why
hallelujah.
Lord, setting on you,
hallelujah.
Lord, dwelling with you, Father. Praise your holy name, Jesus.
Praise God in the highest.
Hallelujah, blessed Jesus.
Praise the Lord,
glory
Jesus.
Glory to your name, hallelujah. Oh, praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love
oh, just
you,
take
Lord
a moment,
Jesus.
Worship Him with all your
praise
heart.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, blessed Lord. Oh, glory, honor, power, and blessings unto you, O great King. My Savior, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Ancient of Days.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
Blessing and honor, glory and power.
Don't be afraid. That's the Spirit of God.
Oh, from
thank you, Lord.
All of creation.
Thank you, Lord.
Before the Ancient of Days.
You're redeemed tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise,
praise
you,
the living
I
God.
Praise, you,
praise the living
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love you. I adore you. Oh, I'm here to do your will, Lord Jesus. Father, not mine, but thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Lord, I know your Spirit's
oh, hallelujah.
Here.
Hallelujah,
commit
Jesus.
This church in your hands, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus.
Make us what we ought to
oh,
be.
Oh, I praise
lead
you,
us,
Father.
Lead us, the right way, each
oh,
one.
Oh, Lord, I die
Lord, we don't
that you
leave
might
a hoof
live.
Behind in the
Lord,
name of
I
Jesus
Lord, I crucify
Christ.
This flesh that you may be glorified.
Lord, I believe
oh,
the bride's
I praise
here.
You,
I believe
Jesus.
This part of it right here.
Praise you, Jesus.
Will she ever be ready?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If Satan's be powerless
oh,
before her.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know what to do
Jesus,
but to worship
I
him.
You,
he's not telling
hallelujah,
us to leave
Jesus.
Yet. You know that.
Praise,
praise his holy
God.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise
hallelujah.
God, Lord. Let my mind be gone.
Hallelujah.
And live, Lord Jesus. I praise you, I
Lord
praise
God,
you, I
promised.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, you're mine,
oh, I love
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Lord,
I praise
so
you, I praise
thoughts.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Jesus. I praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Oh, praise his name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise his name.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
What a spirit
hallelujah,
of God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You're so beautiful.
Oh, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, let's just worship him.
Hallelujah.
Just lift our souls. Thank you, Jesus.
My heart sings, Father.
Oh, we praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, I adore you, Lord.
In the Spirit now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise you, Father.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, God, Jesus, I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Praise you, Jesus.
It's getting a little lighter in the room
hallelujah,
all of a sudden.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't hold on to that burden. Just keep pressing. It was for you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Your chains are gone tonight. They weren't even there, Johnny Crow. Get flying. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, I praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his name. Let's lift him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, so much.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise. Lord, you're everything.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep worshiping now. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands with one accord. Lift your hands now.
Blessed be the name.
Oh, it's time to rejoice.
Blessed be the name.
Time to thank him what you ask him for.
The name of the Lord.
Lift it up now, brother, sister.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
He is worthy to be praised and adored. So I'll lift up holy hands. Yes. Oh, yes, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, that's wonderful, Jesus. That's wonderful, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I just adore you, Father. I appreciate you so much, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessings and honor to you, my Lord. My Savior, I praise you. I praise you with all I have.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
As a group of believers, let's just take a minute here. Thank the Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Had a burden in my heart, heard a few cough in this service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just believe right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, Brother Justin, that his sickness be done with. You wouldn't cough no more. Our sister Violet, the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're defeated. You got no power on her. Hallelujah. We pray for all the rest, Lord, that might not have seen, but Lord, we know you're the mighty conqueror.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we command the devil to leave in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus. Praise. We'll
give you the praise for it,
praise
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you tonight, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Normally I'd comment on something, but the Lord done spoke already. He's delivered your soul. What else do you want to know tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's swept by every person in this room. He's been all combing through our lives. Hallelujah. God don't show me everything, but what he does is just to encourage you. He loves you, brother, sister. He loves you. No matter if we put ourselves in a cage, we're his children. He won't leave us that way. He'll send a man with the word of God to come and pull us out of there. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank God for speaking to me. Sometimes we just get kind of tired of it all. Sometimes the will of God, especially in Laodicea, it's hard to find. So many other voices to listen to. And you're just like, Lord, I'm tired of fighting it all. I'm just going to go on my merry way. I'm just going to do this. It ain't time to get like that, brother, sister. It's time to recognize that this is the greatest victory for the church of the living God that's ever hit the earth. And God's called us to be the privileged people. We're not punished for being in Laodicea. It was God's privilege to us that we could be the ones that made it to the end. Hallelujah. An eternal reward to say, you're an overcomer of Laodicea. When all odds were against you, the Word, everything, you overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the Word of your testimony. Thank the Lord. How many appreciates Brother Collins speaking for us tonight? Yeah, let's praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Bless our brother, Lord, we pray. Use this ministry for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just got a song in my heart. Go back to the E flat. Oh, it's a little lower. So glad I'm yours, Lord. Can we sing that with a brand new refresh? So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad. So glad.